This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name is David Allen. I am the founder of Centric Leadership Strategies. We're a consultancy focused on helping companies build and execute customer engagement strategies, customer segmentation models, onboarding programs, voice of the customer programs, client advisory boards, adoption programs, and retention, renewal, expansion strategies.
David, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, I've been a customer success leader at a few companies, and I've had to drive adoption on both products and services. It's kind of interesting. Most people think of adoption, they think solely of SaaS products, but there are some physical products that require adoption as well. And now I have a consultancy that focuses on helping companies drive adoption, reduce churn, and increase expansion.
David, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Well, let's start with successes because I always believe in starting with the positive. So I'll give you a couple of examples. So the first one is I worked with a company that was very slow to address support tickets, and their support tickets were actually affecting customers' usage of their product. So slowing adoption and in some cases halting adoption. They didn't proactively communicate with customers. They didn't take time to understand the root cause of the issues. And they really weren't listening to customers. So what we did was we implemented a closed loop feedback process coupled with a support ticket accountability program and a proactive customer communication program. We added some voice of the customer surveys and really tried to get at the bottom of what the root causes were. What we found was that many of the tickets related specifically to roadblocks to adoption. User interface wasn't very good. The training that the customer did didn't actually walk through the right flow that the company had to go through in setting up their software and using it properly. And that greatly hindered the adoption process. So when the company corrected the issues, they updated the UI, they updated their training, adoption increased significantly, and the byproduct of that was that customer sentiment about the product, both NPS and CSAT, increased as well. So major win for the company just by really taking the time to listen to the customer when they said, we have a problem, we're not sure what to do. The second one was really more about training. Many companies will put training together on how to use their products, how to walk through setup and flow and adoption. And where companies fail is they don't actually go through their own training as if they were a customer. So what happened in one particular situation was there was an enterprise customer that wanted their own trainers trained, and then they were going to go train their users. So the company did the training. They didn't certify the trainers, nor did they go pay attention and observe the trainer delivering the training. And what ended up happening in that situation is the trainer didn't fully understand some of the critical functions in the software, and they mistrained their team. And once that happened, people weren't able to use the software effectively, and you know they saw page views going down, they saw logins going down, the typical things that you would use to measure adoption. And once they identified that, they retrained the trainer, they rewrote their training, they implemented a certification process, and they implemented an observation process. So if I were to train you and you were going to go train your team, we would send somebody out to observe the training that you did. And that really impacted adoption very, very quickly because now people understood the proper flow and the right way to use the product. The one other thing that we did was we instituted something called office hours, which was a once a week open opportunity for users to contact somebody in support to answer general questions about how to use the product. And you'd be surprised how much that impacts adoption. I'll switch to the negative side for a second. So challenges. We have, you know, it's interesting. Companies create products, features, processes, and they don't take the customer perspective in mind. They don't actually actually go try to use their own software the way that a customer would use it. And I had a situation with a company where the product development team had a closed mindset of developing these features in a vacuum, features that they thought would be cool for customers, but they didn't consult customers. And it led to all kinds of problems with user adoption because their UI was just terrible. And what I would recommend when companies have challenges like that is that they should try to use their own products. They should experience what their customers would experience, and they should really take time to talk to their customers.
David, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Well, first thing is I'll just repeat what I said a second ago, is companies need to take time to talk to their customers. They should sit side by side with them, observe how they use their products, understand what the customer is going through on their side, not what the company thinks the customer should be doing, but understand what the customer is actually doing. And when they do that, they're going to learn so much about how customers interact with their products that they will be able to drive better flow, better UI, really truly help adoption in meaningful ways. And I think when they do those things and they look at it from their own customer's perspective, they will intuitively be able to drive adoption.
David, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, there are a lot of different ways that people can learn about user adoption. If they're a novice and they really don't know a lot about it, I would suggest signing up for webinars that are available all across the internet. Companies like Gainsight and Churn Zero and other customer success platforms that have an adoption methodology to their software, they're doing webinars all the time that address these types of topics. There's a lot of user adoption software out there for product usage and analytics. Organizations like Pendo and Intercom, Mixpanel, Segment, User Pilot, these are all great companies that have tools that not only teach people about user adoption, but can actually be embedded into a product and drive user adoption. And there's a great book out there. It's actually the sequel to a first book. There was a book that was written by Nick Mehta, who is the CEO of Gainsight, called Customer Success. And there was recently launched another book called The Customer Success Professional's Handbook that has a lot of great tips about driving user adoption. That would be a book I would certainly recommend for people that are novices and really want to understand it better.
Well, thanks, David.
It's my pleasure. It's great to talk to you.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.